Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Jerry Usher with Debbie Georgiani, and you're the ones who drive the show with your takes, your insights. So we'll just toss another little topic of conversation out there today. And Debbie, we know that our great listening family, they're going to take it and run with it and make it another show where we all learn and hopefully come out a little bit better, a little personally improved at the end of the show.
Oh, how true that is, Jerry. And you titled the show, Are You For Real? Question mark.
Yep.
What do we mean by that? Are you ever suspicious of people that are overly friendly? That's what we're talking about today. Like, kind of, you're a little guarded. You stand back and you go, wait a minute. This is way too nice on the get-go. I mean, something's a little wrong about this. They can't be for real. There's got to be another side to them. So we're talking about that today, of how you encounter others. Are you a little bit guarded, suspicious, you know, if they're too overly friendly? Or maybe you're that person, okay? You're that person that just comes on strong. You know, you're just hugging everybody. Remember the movie Elf with Will Ferrell? And he was hugging everybody, even the animals, remember? Because
he thought
everybody was friendly, right? right. So we maybe you're that person, and you've been met with some resistance of people saying, hey, back off, you know, get out of my personal space. We want to talk about that today. So here's the number, 1-833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Yeah, do you think people are still friendly and nice in general? I mean, a lot of that, just, I think personal person-to-person contact, Debbie, has just taken a real hit in recent years and decades, just because, I don't know, people are absorbed in their gadgets nowadays. But I just think there's a lot of people wounded. And I mean, I have it happen all the time where I'll be in a hotel or a restaurant or something. I'll just pass by somebody and say, good morning. And they'll just look down at the ground, or they'll look away, or they just simply don't even want to engage, you know? So that's kind of the opposite of what we're talking about here. But do you see being friendly and courteous to others as simply recognizing their God-given dignity and their worth? You know, this is where it ties into our faith, is we want to have the interpersonal relationships with others. But again, how much is too much? That's kind of what we're asking here on the program today.
Well, and we learned yesterday, Jerry, that even a wave or a smile can make all the difference in the world. So this is an important topic. This is not some, you know, little softball, you know, fluffy topic that we're talking about today. This is really serious, because when we go out there, we are the Christ that they see in the world, or we should be. So how do we conduct ourselves? I like how you said that, Jerry, about these interpersonal relationships. It's so true. And the gadgets have become these barriers where we, you know, what do you want to do to avoid somebody else, right? You look at your phone and nobody will bug you, right? And so we want to talk about this, and how, you know, are we, what's too close? What's too forward? You know, how should we be? How do we conduct ourselves? Please weigh in on this. Remember, Jerry said it at the beginning of the show, you are the key person in this discussion. We just set the table, and you come and you just take it to great heights because of your participation and experience and wisdom. 833-288-3986. Hurry to the phones, because they fill up quickly.
Something else I've experienced before, and this actually does make me a little bit uneasy, and I want to know if there's anybody else who can resonate with this. Someone you don't know, or you don't know well at all. For example, I'll use the example of being at the gym. You know, you always meet people in the places that you frequent, places that you go to on a regular basis. So the gym is one of those places. And there's one guy in particular who's just, it's endless questions, Debbie. It's, where do you live? Where do you work? What do you do? And, you know, it kind of this sort of prying thing, you know, and this is not someone I know, and I'm not afraid to share with anybody the answers to these questions. But, you know, it strikes me as a little bit, I guess, use the word forward, you know, a little bit forward and kind of a little premature. You know, I mean, what I mean by that is, you know, these are things you usually talk about with somebody once you're sort of on a friendship basis, you know. So I want to know if there's anybody who maybe you run into people and they just want to know everything about you, and you're just kind of inside feeling a little bit guarded, a little bit cautious. What do I share with this person? You know, how do I get away from this person? You know, that kind of thing. 833-288-3986 gets you on the program.
Well, when you said that about, you know, know, he's a little bit prying. Is he prying or is he just curious? Because I tend to be of curious nature, Jerry. And so I do ask a lot of questions. Plus, to be honest with you, it enables us to get a lot of material for having to do, you know, 5 live shows a week. So I ask a lot of questions out of curiosity. I'm not really prying. It's not like I have to know where you live and what you do for work. So have you kind of, assessed that? Is he prying or is he just curious?
You know, it's hard. That's the difficult part for me. It's hard to tell, because, you know, we talk about this whole notion of people being overly friendly and are you a little bit suspicious? Well, suspicion would come in when you start to ask that question. What's this person after? Mm-hmm. You know, what's their end game? What is their goal here in terms of wanting to find out this information from me or be like super friendly and bubbly and gregarious and all of that? So, I would say it's really hard to determine sometimes. And so I just try and answer politely and then just hopefully get on with my workout.
then you look at your phone.
Yeah, right.
You look at your phone and that don't disturb me. Or pretend
actually,
like you're
I'm
on
one of
the phone.
Few doesn't have a phone when I'm in the gym.
Really? You don't bring your phone? Wow.
No,
good
I don't. Well, I bring it because the app on the phone is what gets me in.
Oh, to show
little,
it at the
little
desk.
App, the little QR code or thing that they scan that gets me in, but
cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, phone lines are starting to fill up. We want to hear from you. Please weigh in on this, folks. Don't sit this out. Don't be entertained by our banter. We need to hear from you. We're talking about if you sometimes encounter people and you ask the question, are you for real? That's the cartoon bubble over your head. You're thinking 833-288-3986. And Jerry, I don't know if we can do this before we hit the pause button or after, but I know you wanted to share some exciting updates about the impromptu spontaneous pilgrimage that you put together.
Yeah, speaking of being friendly, tell you what, we got about 1 minute until Rich is going to silence us for just a short time, so why don't we do it right after that? Yeah, Debbie is right, though. The little mini pilgrimage, I'm calling it a mini pilgrimage, not because it's not super wonderful and going to be very blessed and anointed, but it's just a kind of a short one. It's about a 3-day pilgrimage to a couple of shrines, one in New York and one in Massachusetts, so we can tell you about that here coming up maybe on the other side of the break, but... waiting for those phone calls to come in about this. I think it's an important topic, Debbie. We are made to be in communion with one another. And that means respecting one another, being courteous to one another, being friendly, asking questions, trying to get to know a little bit about some people. But when does it go too far? That's kind of what we're asking about today.
So please join us at 833-288-3986. Remember, this is your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
This is your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. Thanks to Jeff Burson, our social media guy. Ryan Penny is answering the calls. Rich Jesse doing his masterful job on the controls. We appreciate all of them and the affiliates who carry the program. And we encourage you to listen to, or if you have TV, watch EWTN News Nightly with Lauren Ashburn. It's 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. And Debbie, I've said it before, it's really pretty much the only... televised news source that I watch on TV, and I listen to it on the radio when I can't catch it on TV. So I know you do too. So we encourage people, get your news. It's all the same news. It's all the good, the bad, and the ugly, but it's from a Catholic perspective. Right, Deb?
Oh, yes. I love it. Absolutely. You must see it, folks. And that's why we highlight these shows for you. So we're asking the question today, do you feel like sometimes people are overly friendly and it kind of puts you, you know, a little bit resistant to reciprocate? Are you suspicious of it? Or do you love it? Like I tend to be a hugger. Okay. I embrace people. I ask first, I say, hey, can I give you a hug? That's just the way I kind of grew up. So, you know, maybe that's offensive to people. I don't know. 833-288-3986. But we need to hear from you. Again, the number is 1-833-288-EWTN. You see how cool you can remember that? Now, Jerry, will you share the great news?
Yeah. Well, the 3-day pilgrimage that we have been talking about, dreaming about, praying about is going to come about, actually. I think we mentioned it once before on the air, and we sent out the first official email update. By the way, you can get on our email list at take2@ewtn.com. Again, it started out with kind of me wanting to make a thank you pilgrimage to God, to the National Shrine of the Divine Mercy. That is in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. It is run and staffed by the Marians of the Immaculate Conception, you know, Father Donald Calloway and his order, Father Chris Alar. And so I said, well, I'm going to do that, and I think this August sounds like a good time. And Debbie and I got to talking about it, and Debbie says, boy, I'd really like to go on that. And we thought, well, hey, Debbie, maybe our Take-Two family would like to go on that, too. Mm-hmm. So it organically unfolded, and it is going to happen. August 15th is the Feast of the Assumption. Debbie and I are going to arrive in Albany, New York on that day. And we invite you to join us. We are working on getting a parish for an evening mass on that day to celebrate the Feast of the Assumption. And then the next day, we're going to go to the Shrine of the North American Martyrs. And that was where St. Kateri Tekakwitha also was born and lived and was baptized and so forth, became a Catholic. Now she's a saint. And the following day, Debbie, we're going to go to the National Shrine of the Divine Mercy in Stockbridge. So Albany, folks, is really right in the middle. If you go to the west, it's about 45 minutes to Orrysville, the North American Martyr Shrine. If you go to the east, it's about 45 minutes to the National Divine Mercy Shrine. So, mm-hmm. And Debbie, I know you're working on hotels. Nothing official to announce yet, but we're getting close on that. And
some killer rates. We got some great block room rates. I'm very excited about that. I know. Go ahead.
Well, and our good friend Rick Paolini, he is with the Station mm-hmm. of the Cross in Buffalo, New York, and he has been to the National, he's been to both of these shrines many times, and he's going to be at both of them to give presentations, and he's got a little gift bag for everybody else, mm-hmm. and that is going to include a diary of St. Faustina and some other stuff. Rick is just going to the wall for this, Debbie. He's a great guy.
Yeah. So we got some fun things planned, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to spend a lot of time together. We're working on getting some meals together and stuff. So anyway, it's just everybody's on their own. Get there on your own. We're working on a block of hotel rooms, so you can, if you need to stay in the area, you can join us all for that. But everyone just you provide your own transportation and lodging and meals, and we're all going to meet up at these places and have a great Take-Two with Jerry and Debbie family celebration.
Mm-hmm. It would be nice if we can get about 40 or 50 people, because it's a nice group. Yeah.
Speaking of family celebrations, I was on Catholic Answers Live yesterday hosting. Colin Donovan was on, and we talked about the EWTN family celebration. So, folks, make plans for that as well. That's September 21st in Denver, and that is absolutely free. And mm-hmm. you can get details about that at EWTN.com.
Okay, and Jerry, we promised to share the email that came in, the Praise God, because we were getting comments coming in that we needed to share it, and we do want to share it. We ran out of time yesterday. So do you want to do the honors? And we also have a new affiliate that came on board, so we want to welcome it too. So what do you want? Where do you want to go first?
Well, I'll go ahead and I'll do the affiliate welcome.
Okay,
and
I'll do
the
email
prayer.
Perfect.
Okay. Well, we're excited to welcome another new station. Yay. Let me tell you, folks, when another new Catholic radio station comes on the air, that is more souls that are exposed to the EWTN radio message. And, of course, that is nothing other than the gospel of Jesus Christ and the Catholic Church. And the newest member of the EWTN radio family is KKSJ 107.5 in Beloit, Kansas. Many thanks to Lynn Ellens and her great team for their hard work and prayers to get this new station on the air. And so, again, welcome all of our new listeners. If you'd like to join us, please do on this program or any other EWTN show, now hearing us on 107.5 KKSJ in Beloit, Kansas. The newest member of the EWTN radio family, congratulations.
Very nice. Wow, congratulations is right. Welcome, welcome. Okay, if you want to weigh in on this topic, are you for real? If people are overly friendly, how does that make you feel? Please call in now. There's plenty of room for you at 833-288-3986. And we have, I believe, just a miraculous praise report. And thanks to all of the Take-Two family members that are prayer warriors for fellow Take-Two family members that need prayers and want prayers and have asked for prayers during our Whom or What Are You Praying For show. It's a very active show. We do it on the first live broadcast of every month in 2019, and we are going to continue that because you love it. And we just join together, storm heaven, and here, listen to this praise report that we wanted to share yesterday. And this is what you've all been texting about. Now I'm going to, keep, private the names of the children that are involved because just to respect their privacy. But a wonderful mother, Shelley, called in for prayers for her children. And she shared the little bit of story of the backstory of what her children are going through. And she sent us this email. So listen to this, folks, because this is the power of prayer. Dear Debbie and Jerry. Oh, she put me first. Thank you, Shelley. That's so sweet. Okay. I wanted to let you know what happened to my son and daughter after I called into your show, Take Two, to ask for your prayers recently. As you may recall, my son, who suffers with schizophrenia, was being tormented by demonic thoughts and voices, and my daughter was suffering from depression, anxiety, and grief over the death of her boyfriend. Well, the very next day after the show, the negative voices left my son. Praise God. My daughter started thinking about getting intensive treatment and counseling and is now getting the help she really needs to recover. She was adamantly against it until I reached out for your, efficacious prayers. These are the prayers of the Take Two family, folks. Thank you so very much. Please continue praying for my adult children to receive a complete healing and recovery from their mental illnesses. And she gave the names, but we're going to respect their privacy. Gratefully yours, Mom Shelley. Wow. Wow. Praise be to God. Thank you, folks. Please keep up the prayers for this beautiful family. She's asking for a full healing. They deserve a full healing. Let's really storm heaven, ramp up the prayers. This is an amazing Praise God report.
It sure is. And that's hats off to you, the Take Two family. You know, so many times, Debbie and I will get emails and they think that we have some, you know, red phone that goes straight to God. And, you know, we are prayer warriors, but we count on you as well. So when we get an email like that and from the prayer show or any other situation, when we mention prayer requests and intentions on the air, we know that you pray. And see, God is so eager to answer prayers right now. When two or three are gathered in his name, he is there. And when two or three agree on something, it'll be granted, the Bible says. So thank you for your prayers for this beautiful situation. You just heard how it's going. It's going in a very good direction. And please know that you and your loved ones, your intentions are in our prayers every day. And we certainly count on yours. The entire show team does.
Yep, we sure do. Okay, there are a couple open phone lines to weigh in on this topic. Are you for real? Asking about if you're suspicious of people when you first encounter them. Let's talk about it at 1-833-288-EWTN. In fact, put that number on your refrigerator. It'll make it so much easier for you each and every time you listen to the show. 833-288-3986. Okay, first up is Mary, and Mary's in San Antonio, Texas. She's a first-time caller from Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Mary. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you all for your show.
Oh, sure. Thank you, Mary.
I just want to tell you all first, I just try to listen to you every morning, and you all just bring so much. Anyways, what it is I just had a neighbor move in. I'm a friendly person and I walk my dog. And so I try to say good morning, but she'll turn her head. And she's younger. And so she has three kids and I've seen the kids and they like my dog. So they come and play with them. And so, they acknowledge him because he'll come to them. He likes kids. And so, but this one young lady, you know, when I see her, she turns her head or she goes inside. And I just, you know, most people, when I say hi, they all are just smile at up there. They all smile back at me. But I'm wondering, how do I handle a person like that to, instead of turning her face? And then her boyfriend now, she has a boyfriend, so now I tried to, and he also does. So I'm thinking, why do they do that? And they've been there a year already, and now the kids are starting to do that. And I'm wondering, I mean, I don't come that over that strong. You know, I just, the first couple of times I just went walking with the dog, and that's it. But then, you know, later on I try to, you know, say hi to her, but sure. She just didn't. It's just like ignoring me. And I say, why, how do I handle that? I don't.
You know what, Mary, what I would say simply, and this is what comes to my heart right now, is just simply do what you're doing. You know, how do you handle that? I would say just continue to do what you're doing. Like you said, you don't come on too strong. The topic that we're talking about today is very, very different than what you're doing. We're talking about, you know, being kind of getting into people's space and being a little too friendly or inquisitive or asking questions. You're simply just trying to acknowledge somebody and greet them, which is like I said earlier, yeah. I think it's kind of certainly diminished in our culture today, and these are sounds like they're younger people, and this is not a universal thing, because people may have something on their minds, or they may be distracted, they may be listening to something in their earphones or something. But I find in my own experience, Mary, that a lot of people just have trouble making eye contact today and accepting a greeting. I don't know what it is, if it's, you know, all of us are walking around with wounds and things that sort of diminish our self-worth and maybe cause a little bit of shame or something. And again, I don't mean to paint with too broad a brush here, because that's not everybody, but Debbie, I would just think, you know, Mary is simply trying to acknowledge them and greet them. I would think over time, when they realize, you know, that Mary is not up to anything, you know, isn't after anything, just wants them to feel greeted and appreciated, that I think someday, hopefully, they would acknowledge that. I would hope so.
Yeah, well, and Mary, I agree with Jerry. You said that they're a young couple. You know, the thing about it, Mary, is it happens everywhere now. I mean, I live in Arizona. We are famous, absolutely famous for the garage door goes up, the car goes in, the garage door goes down. You don't look to the right, to your neighbor, the left, you go into your house and nobody talks to one another. I mean, it's known here in Arizona that that's the way it is. And we're very friendly people, but it's just really strange that everybody just has their own kind of individual space. And that's happened to me in my own neighborhood. I mean, it's the funniest thing with my neighbor across the street. We used to always say hi, no matter what. We would always wave and say hi. Mm-hmm. And lately I pull out my car and I'm literally right in front of her driveway and she doesn't even look up and say hi. And it's like, it's so strange. I just think, though, that I agree with Jerry, just keep being who you are, you know, and maybe just, you know, kind of pull back just a little and just wave or just smile or whatever, and just kind of go at a slower pace for them. So it's a tough thing. And I know it's hurtful. I get it. It's happened to me, but I just, you know, you got to feel bad for them, because they must have something on their mind, or they've got too much on their plate, or I don't know. I don't know what it is. Some people just seem so distracted, yeah. Mary.
So private or something. It's just a shame the way, you know, because now the kids are doing it. They're growing up. And so now the kids are, except the little one. See, the little one doesn't know any better. I know that. And he still waves at me. But, you know, it's a shame the way the world's going now. I'm just so sad on that. So anyways, thank you all so much. And I thank you for your show again.
Thank you, Mary. Bless your heart. Okay. Thanks for calling in from San Antonio for the first-time caller. 833-288-3986. Talking really about personal interaction today, and if people come on as a little too bubbly, a little too friendly, do you take a step back, or do you like that? You know, do you like when you see, because we were talking about with Mary there, Debbie, it can be so rare and unusual that sometimes it's a refreshing change. But how, what are your thoughts on that, folks? 833-288-3986.
Okay, we're moving to Judson in Walla Walla, Washington. I just love saying Walla Walla. I'm telling you, I'm going to move there someday.
Yeah,
hi, Judson. Hi, Judson. Welcome.
Hi, Jerry and Debbie. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Judson,
how are you?
How about you?
Really good. I'm glad you like Walla Walla. You've said it several times before, but if you end up moving here, you might not get away. Some people, they move here and they don't leave.
Cool. Cool. That's awesome. Well, what's your take on this?
Well, you know, I wanted to talk about being on both sides of this, because I'm a convert, and I was originally just invited by some friends to the Catholic Church, and I think that at that time I didn't realize how powerful the blessing of peace is that we get in the Mass, and how powerful it is just to be there, even for a non-Catholic who's not going to receive the Eucharist, just to be there in that quiet place with all the articles of faith that are present and available in the Catholic Church, just to soak up, really, to soak up the environment and the spirit that's in the church is a great blessing. But like the conversation that we're having, like Jerry said, gadgets, you know, and
Hold that thought just for
and
a second,
Jason. Going from place
to place. Yeah, hang on. You're on a great path here, and I can't wait to hear where you're going with this. Like you said, you've been on both sides of this question here, so we'll continue in a minute. We just have to do this. Apologies, Judson and Pat. You're going to be next in Pennsylvania, and we have room for others on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Please join us. Good to have you with us on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We are talking today about how people sometimes approach us, whether we have never met them, maybe we just don't know them very well. You could be even somebody that you know real well, and you just find they come on a little bit heavy with the friendliness, the politeness, the questions, the inquisitiveness, the bubbliness, and all of this stuff. Maybe you've been on that side of it. Judson in Walla Walla, we're talking with him now, and you did say you've been on both sides of that. And praise God, welcome home. You're a convert to the faith, Judson, you said. So just back up about 3 or 4 seconds and fire away. You've got all the time you want now. Sorry for the interruption there.
Oh, that's quite all right. Yeah, the reason why I brought that up is because I felt that my curiosity and, just my wonder about the faith and about what makes Catholic people the way they are, I was a little bit fixated on it because I didn't understand the teaching and I didn't understand just the great blessing that's really there because I was unaware of the depths of the teaching. But what I wanted to say is, that yes, I've had that feeling that when someone wants to get to know you a little bit too much or you feel like they're fixated on you and it makes you feel uncomfortable, some people, it's difficult for them to experience peace. And like just this morning, my friend was in church and he said that he almost couldn't stand it. It's so quiet and so peaceful in the Catholic Church. People don't realize that's what they need. But how it relates is like this. When I finally found out the truth of the Catholic teaching and what a great blessing of peace in my own life it is, I then could understand why some people, including myself, at one point, it was almost like I was revolving around a couple of Catholic people, and I didn't know what questions to ask. I just wanted to be fed more. It's almost like those people who went out just for the bread. They went out to meet the Lord just for the bread, and they didn't really receive the whole explanation yet. I just want to say that the doors of the church are open for anyone to come in and enjoy that peace. And if we do it together, I believe the blessing is there and the Holy Spirit is there and we can just soak it up. And it's not so much picking at each other and getting the answers out of each other, but really allowing each other to be in a peaceful place.
Yeah. Well
especially
said.
Especially for someone who's looking to find recovery. Yeah.
Mm, yeah. Well said, Judson. I want to agree with, I want to just echo what Jerry was saying and welcome home. Welcome home to the faith. I mean, how beautiful is that? But, you know, you said it yourself about soaking up. You know, as you were talking, I was thinking, because I worked a lot in religious education with a lot of converts, and you guys have just a fire in your belly. You just do. And you're like sponges and you want to absorb everything. I love it. It reinvigorates everything for us as cradle Catholics and for you as well. And it's important for us to remember that when we are having friendships and encounters with people that are converts to the faith, we should take that precious time and walk with them and help them along in the faith to better understand, because our faith is so vast. And if we don't take that opportunity, if we don't take that time, it's a missed opportunity, I believe, for the body of Christ. So I totally agree with you. And I think that your insights on this and your statements, I think were much needed for this conversation today. But real quickly, I just have to tell you something, because, you know, I have a quirky sense of humor. Jerry and I, one of our favorite movies is What About Bob? Okay. And there's a line in What About Bob where Bill Murray is not going away and they keep saying, he's not gone. He's not gone. So I'm just going to say, Judson, based on your comments today, I'm starting to like Walla Walla even more, the people in Walla Walla. So you may be saying, she's not gone. Why isn't she gone? Have you seen that movie, Judson?
I have. I love it. It's hilarious. It's one of my favorite movies.
Right.
Well, thank you for welcoming me, and I just want to really put my heart out there and say, for people who are looking for recovery, whether it be an addiction or a habit to a gadget or a device, you know, whether it's alcohol or drugs, please come to the Catholic Church and look for that peace there and embrace that peace and dive into it. It's your only hope, and it can really save you. I know it saved me, and I'm so glad to be home. I have a great peace in my heart now, and just kind of a stability that I have never experienced, that I didn't have before. Wow. I just want to put that out there for people.
Well, we're so glad you did, Judson, because everybody is dealing with stuff in their own life, and so many of us are dealing with wounds, and those have led to addictions and things like that. And like you said, the Catholic Church is certainly right there, along with there are many great 12-step groups and recovery groups and so forth. I think, if I can read your point there, you're talking about getting recovery and then adding to that, on top of all of that, laying the sacraments, the grace of the sacraments, and the fellowship of the Church, and that intimate union with Christ and receiving Him in the Eucharist. Again, not that people without that cannot recover, because thousands, millions of people have mm-hmm. over the years. But yeah. I think, Debbie, it's a good point. Mm-hmm. You know, when yep. you know, if we add the Catholic faith to all of that, it's a no lose situation.
Mm-hmm. And to be still in the Lord. I mean, we have adoration, and you talked about that, Judson, and you said that sometimes it's so still, it's so quiet, but we don't get that everywhere else. Mm-hmm. Everywhere else, mm-hmm. there's a lot of noise, and people have a difficult time getting quiet, right? But that's when the Lord will speak to our hearts. What do you think about that before we let you go?
Oh, I think you said it really well. For anyone who's looking for, recovery, if they're up to their eyebrows in sins and mistakes and errors, and they realize that it's killing them, really, He's there, and the patience is what's necessary, and the peace is what's necessary. We have to give ourselves the chance to be who He wants us to be, mm-hmm. and we can't rush into it. We can't go, I'll leave it at that.
No, beautifully put, Judson. All things in God's time, and we thank you so much. Thanks for joining us on the program.
Yes,
again, welcome
you.
Home. And you're going to be your witness, Judson, is going to touch. Well, it just touched hopefully tens of thousands, and all those who will listen to the watch the show on YouTube later or listen to the archive mm-hmm. radio program. So you've already just been a great instrument in the hand of God just by joining us on the program. So thank you very much for doing that. And I am from the state of Washington, by the way, and I've been to Walla Walla, so I know that it's a great town.
Is everybody as nice as Judson?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, good.
Well,
not quite.
Judson's nicer than everybody, but no, it's a great town.
Is it a big town? Is it a big town?
I don't know. Judson, are you still there?
Are you still there, Judson?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's getting close to 50,000 now. It might be a little bit more.
Okay.
But it has a really good, peaceful, small town feel. There's lots of trees and lots of grass and parks.
Love it.
And people do stop and say hi, and they smile at you here.
Good deal.
Nice.
Good deal.
Okay.
Thanks, Judson. Yeah, and by the way, he's listening on KHSS 100.7 out of Walla Walla. Rod Fazari is the gentleman, mm-hmm. along with so many others who have helped him over the years, the one who kind of got Holy Spirit Sanctifier Radio going there I think it's been over 20 years ago. They were one of the really the first of the sort of EWTN affiliate stations that came on the air many years ago. So thanks to all of them, and thank you, Judson. Again, we appreciate that. Wow.
Wow.
Maybe
great.
We make our next pilgrimage to Walla Walla.
I was just thinking that. Why don't we do that? Yeah. Yeah. Maybe some of the pastors, if they're listening, they'll bring us out to Walla Walla. That would be great. Okay. Up next is Skippy, and Skippy's in Boston, Massachusetts, listening on the Station of the Cross. First time caller. You get the virtual bell just for you, Skippy. Welcome.
Ding, ding, ding. All right, thank you, Debbie and Sherry. At the beginning of the show, you really hit home when you were talking about some people overwhelm you with questions and, you know, what do you do? How do you do? What's going on? What do you do for a living? What do you do? And it really hit home with me because for a long time, let me just preface this by saying I'm in law enforcement for my business, what I do for a living. So we're very protective of letting people know what we do. And I try not to, if I go to watch a ball game, I don't go to a local watering hole. I go somewhere other place. Or If I'm in some other place that no one knows, I feel more comfortable. I'm not expecting anybody, you know, to know me. So if I get somebody, I would always, I start going, they would say, what do you do? How you doing? And I used to get aggravated. I'm like, geez, I'm trying to get away from this. Because in the local neighborhood, people know you, and they want to know everything and tell you how to do this and that. And I used to say, I thought my standard line was, you know what I don't do? I don't do interviews. And they would just move away. Oh, geez. And then, I'm sure to God, it must have been the Holy Spirit, because after about three or four times, I always walked away afterwards and geez, I shouldn't have said that. And it got into my head, especially the looks on their faces. You know, I should have at least maybe turned it around and started saying, no, you tell me about you. You know, they might be lonely. Then you can discern if the screwballs there or what. Then you know you got to walk away. But most people might be just trying to have a little bit of a chat. So I learned through that you don't have to be so protective all the time.
Cautious, yeah.
And maybe it might be just that conversation. Maybe that person just wants to chat, and maybe it'll make their day. Maybe they haven't talked to anybody in days. And so since then, I say, know what I do? I always tell them I'm a grave digger, and they don't want to usually talk much more about that after that. And I'll say, what about the Red Sox? What about this? And then you can, you know, I turn it around, and I get them to tell me about them. So it had to be the Holy Spirit, because left to my own devices, Jesus, I could step on a landmine, you know what I mean?
Skippy, great call. Thanks. I love your passion, your enthusiasm, and I know Debbie and all of our Take Two family join me in thanking you for your work in law enforcement, because that is so very important in any age that we live in, but in our age, it's probably, probably more important than ever. But yeah, I think you make a good point. I mentioned that to a gentleman at the gym at the start of the show, and I think sometimes it's easy to detect, you know, where a person is going or what their motives are. If they just are being nosy or just, you know, don't really want to know those things about you, they're just making conversation or just want to find things out about you. But you're talking about people who really genuinely want to have a conversation. And I think if we can find people like that and have that conversation with them, it validates them so much. And I think that's what Skippy is saying here is, you know, people want to be like this show, Debbie. I think one of the things that has made Take Two, one of the things that you appreciate about it is you get a chance to be the one to share from your heart. You know, mm-hmm. you have a platform to say what you want to say about certain things. So right. I love Skippy's call.
Oh, I do as well. Skippy, I just love your vibrant personality as well. And thank you for the work you do. But you said you're a grave digger or something like that. And then people are like, okay, you know, no more questions. I have actually a friend who has a silly sense of humor, and he answers that he works for a funeral home because he doesn't like to give his private information out either. And the funny thing about it is then people start asking him about the embalming process and if the caskets are comfortable. And
which funeral home?
Yeah, really. So Skippy, you know, you're not alone in this. I think sometimes, you know, it's a little, you know, we could be a little put off on, you know, especially if we want to try to get away from what we're doing, or we have to keep some things kind of private or reserved. I mean, I think it's, you know, we have to respect people's where their come froms are and where their place is, and know when we can engage in those kinds of conversations at a deeper level. So Skippy, we're right with you on this. Thank you so much for gracing this conversation today. We appreciate it, and have a beautiful rest of your day in Boston, Massachusetts.
All right, thank you, Skippy. Got an email here, Debbie, that came in, a couple of them actually, from some of our very dear regular listeners. Jane is one of them. Jane, thank you for emailing. She says, hi, Jerry and Debbie. I live in a neighborhood where we have a late afternoon summer gathering on the green between our houses. I love stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And Jane says, I have mentioned that I am an introvert, she has, so when I go to those gatherings, I usually sit quietly answering polite questions and speaking to the people I have known for 30 years. But I have one neighbor who starts asking me in a loud voice why she doesn't see me more often, making everyone else in the group probably wonder the same thing. Ha ha. Now that really makes me want to sit there defending my right to come and go as I please. One morning recently, though, get this, I helped her as she gathered up a runaway mule from the farm up the street. I called the animal control, which took forever with voicemail and call forwarding, while she tied him up with a rope. Hopefully, she's had her fix of me for a while and won't harass me while everyone else is listening at the block party next September.
Oh, my goodness.
Thanks, Jane.
I love that, Jane. Thank you so much. You know what? You know, can I just add something? You know what gets me sometimes back to Skippy's call and stuff? You know, have you ever had people ask you, like, what, you know, how much your home is worth and how much you make? And it's kind of, it really is Very intrusive. I don't know. I would never ask somebody that.
Why? I can't believe you said that, because this individual at the gym, that's what makes me think that he's just prying or being nosy or something, because he will ask questions of that nature. And these are things I would never ask somebody, unless, you know, if I knew, so if it was you or me, Debbie, I'd say, well, hey, you know, did you get a good deal on your house? You know, because you got a husband who's a realtor, so you probably get good deals. But yeah, it's a little bit, I think you can tell by the nature of the questions too, you know, just where someone's going with wanting to know
that's
things.
A good point. So that's how you can judge it. Okay, Liz in Hunterville, North Carolina, listening on Carolina Catholic Radio, also a first-time caller. You get the virtual bell as well. Hi, Liz. Welcome.
Hi, Debbie and Jerry. Good to hear you today. I am a first-time listener and a first-time caller.
Nice.
Somebody left the radio on, and I happened to come down, and I just kind of just flowed with the conversation. But anyway, what I want to say very quickly is I believe that we all have a space that people should respect. I respect people's space. I don't get too close in people's face when I have to say something to them for whatever reason there is, and I don't like people to get too close in my face when they're speaking to me. I think when you smell a person's breath, they may be a little too close. But anyway, as far as the proximity is concerned, that's one thing. But once it comes to those questions, those sort of personal questions, I think we should use discernment when we speak with people and when we divulge information, because this is the age of information technology, and we don't know if people have tape record. Everybody's phone is a recorder. It's a video also. We don't know what kind of information people are, you know, gleaning from what we say. It could be something common like, oh, my house is worth $250,000 or, you know, blah, blah, blah. Just sort of what sounds general. We don't know if people are gleaning that information, and I think we should definitely use spirits of discernment when we speak with people we don't. When we speak to people that we do not know.
Yeah, that's a really great point, bringing that in about the phones being a device that can be recorded. And that's true, because people could be trying to gather maybe even information that possibly could be your passwords or stuff like that. It's very interesting you shared that, Liz. I never really even, it didn't dawn on me until you just expressed that. But Liz, I have to just tell you something, going back, since you're a first-time listener and first-time caller, I don't know if we've ever had that before, Jerry. So Liz, we're going to have to come up with a new virtual award just for you, because that's
okay.
You might have to explain
virtual awards. She's never listened to the show
before. Okay, yeah. We do everything virtually around here, Liz. So we give virtual patients awards and virtual first-time callers and home run awards and all sorts of things. They're virtual, Liz, so you can do whatever you want with it, because we, you know, you could put it on your shelf or whatever, but it's virtual. So kind of
Thank you.
So we'll come up with that. But that's a great point. What do you think about that, Jerry?
Well, I agree. I was totally resonating as Liz was talking, because we live in an age right now, like she said, every phone is a camera, a video camera, a recorder. But also, as we know, whatever we do, wherever we go, in our cars, with our phones, things like that, so much of that is being tracked and followed anyway. I mean, there's really no getting around that. But so I agree. I mean, we shouldn't make anything more more information about us get out there than is already, you know, being gleaned by, you know, the gadgets and things like that. But I loved what you said, Liz. You know, if you can smell someone's breath, they're a little bit too close. Yeah,
I agree. Liz, can I put you on the spot? Is that okay? Can I put you on the spot for a second?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. Do you like what you've been listening to? Will you listen to us again?
I'll probably listen again.
Good.
I'm sort of in and out. I'm usually not at my house at this time, so if I'm here at this time, I'll probably listen again.
Aw, thank you, Liz. I was fishing for that, so that was good. that's a great point what you brought in. I think this is an important way to end this discussion, so thank you, Liz.
You're most welcome. Keep the good work up.
Okay, God bless you. And, yeah, she's listening on Carolina Catholic Radio. I have to believe our good friend David Papandrea is listening right now. And, Debbie, we've known him for a long time, and they have worked so hard to get Carolina Catholic Radio up and going. And that hasn't been on the air, I don't even think, a year yet. So they're still relatively new. So kudos to you, David, and your folks there at Carolina Catholic Radio. Look, you got people listening and calling radio shows now. So you don't, what you're doing is working.
Yep, yep, in the hearts and minds and souls, and it's wonderful. May I just share real quickly about the EWTN app, Jerry? Another
sure.
great way, yeah, to carry EWTN everywhere with you. You just download the EWTN app. I have it. Jerry has it. It's great. You can enjoy EWTN live TV and radio streams, audio and video on demand, EWTN news, program schedules, prayers, devotionals. It goes on and on. So many things just for you right on the device that you carry all the time anyway. So download the EWTN app at EWTNapps.com. Say that 10 times fast.
Okay. Well, and we got a Facebook notification here from Renee. By the way, folks, like EWTN Catholic Radio on Facebook, please. We need to build up that like-ship, if I can call it that. But we also would ask you to like Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. I think if you just type it in, Jerry and Debbie, you will find us as well. And we certainly encourage you. That's how to best keep up with some of the things that we're doing, because we find it hard enough to keep up with what we're doing. So. But Renee sent a message, Debbie, via Facebook. She says, if you come to Walla Walla, Washington, please mm-hmm. stop by Spokane. It would be an honor to meet you.
Oh, yes, so. Definitely. Okay, we got to do it now. I'm putting it on my bucket list. You put the Divine Mercy Shrine and the North American Martyr Shrine on your bucket list. I'm putting Walla Walla, Spokane, and the surrounding areas on my bucket list.
Well, yeah, and Renee, I was actually in Spokane about 3 days ago.
That's right, for the wedding.
Last Wednesday I flew in there and went up to Colville, Washington. Renee, you probably know where that is, for my nephew's wedding, and then flew out of Spokane on Sunday to come back home. So that was pretty cool. Hey, you remember our good friend Helen in Idaho? She sent an email.
Mm-hmm.
You want to read
it? I see it?
You want me to?
Go right. Okay, I'll pull it up right now. Helen says, hi, Debbie and Jerry.
Debbie yes, first.
I know. I love Helen. She's such a sweetheart. I love her. Yes, at work, when we have new young workers, sometimes they come on too friendly. So as an old lady, Helen, you're not old. So as an old lady, I just work with them in a workmanlike way, and eventually they connect with me in a reasonable manner, and we learn about each other, and things go well. Living in Idaho next to Washington, I can tell you there are great wineries. Wow. Great. Why, Helen? Are you just assuming I love wine? Okay.
That just went to the top of Debbie's bucket list. Well, you haven't even said where she's talking about yet.
Right. She said, I can tell you there are great wineries in Walla Walla. Good climate, good soil, and wonderful people make fine wine. Love the show. Prayers for you always, Helen in Idaho. Wow. I didn't know that. So we can do wine tastings too. Wouldn't that be fun?
There you go, Debbie. Your dream has come true.
I may start packing right now.
We're also on social media, and Lulu said on YouTube, hi there, we're streaming the video on YouTube and Facebook. And Lulu said, I like nice people, but sometimes I feel like I don't like over-animated people. She says, I saw this as I was going to Jehovah's Witness groups. They train them. They're like vacuum salespeople. Oops. Don't want to offend any vacuum salespeople. She says, now I question their motive when someone is overly animated. So my defense is to say something slightly negative to see how their fast tune changes. Kind of like I'm a mortician or a gravedigger. Mm-hmm. And if I notice a real change fast, then they're fake to me. I think a real happy person just keeps being happy. Mm-hmm. So that's what Lulu had to say on YouTube.
Wow, that's good takes. This was a great conversation. I learned a lot. And I'm so glad that everybody called in with different angles. I hope folks, you feel the same way, because when we have these conversations, we want to grow a little closer. We want to learn about ourselves more and grow a little closer to God. And so when we walk away, we're a little bit changed and in a good way. And so we hope you're getting that out of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We know we are. We're getting text messages from people. Yes, they are as well, Jerry. That came in quick. And by the way, our friend Ron just texted. He said hi.
Good. Hey, Ron.
Yeah. Hey, Ron. Okay. See, we're such a friendly group.
Yeah, and actually another email just came in that reminds me that we should give another quick mention of the little pilgrimage that we are having coming up, because Elaine sent an email. Hi, I received your email about the update. Here it is, for the trip to the shrine. Well, my email just disappeared right before my eyes. Please resend it. That's kind of strange, Elaine. Yeah, we'll happily resend that to you. But Debbie and I are going to we'll be in Albany, New York, as kind of our home base at a hotel that Debbie is working with. And we're going to go on Friday, August 16th, to the Shrine of the North American Martyrs. That is in Orrisville, New York, and about 45 minutes west of Albany. And then on Saturday, the 17th, we're going to go 45 minutes east of Albany to Stockbridge, Massachusetts, to the National Shrine of the Divine Mercy. And we hope that you can join us. And Debbie, if people want to get information about that, What should they do?
Just email us, take2@ewtn.com. We will happily provide the information and the great hotel block room rates we got for everybody. It's a very active season there right now in the area in upstate New York. So we were very lucky to get these rooms. So I think we can make it affordable for everyone. But Jerry, tomorrow's show, I just wanted to share because I actually put this on the calendar. We're over halfway through 2019, and time is moving very quickly. I don't know how you folks feel about it. I just feel like 2019 is just, it's like a blur. It's going so fast. We want to talk about that and see if we can kind of slow it down a bit and be still with our Lord. And that's going to be on tomorrow's show. We called it Time Moves Quickly.
Yeah. And yeah, it's interesting. Depending on where we are in life and what's going on, time can move more quickly or more slowly. But I'm with you, Debbie. This calendar year has already flown by. In fact, when we hit our fourth anniversary of the show just about a month ago, I thought, no way, those four years have gone quickly. So, yeah, we want to tap into you tomorrow, Take Two family. How's the first half of the year been for you? We'll talk about that.
So please continue to like Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, share it with your friends, email us if you want any information or leave some comments or keep the conversation going. Just go to take2@ewtn.com. But until tomorrow, Jerry and I want to wish you a beautiful and blessed day. See you real soon.